Hawkeye football kicks off this weekend. Indiana coming to town. Not only do we have a Big Ten game to kick off the season, we got a ranked opponent. I think it's the first time in many years that Iowa has played two ranked opponents first 2 weeks of the season. And I've got somebody who knows a lot about Hawkeye football, former Hawkeye star, 12-year NFL vet, Quinn Early's on the phone. Quinn, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So, I know you, I mean, you were in the NFL with several teams. You know, once a Hawkeye, always a Hawkeye is what I hear from a lot of former players. But on this time of season, how much paying attention do you start doing when Big Ten season rolls around or when football rolls around?
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny because when it comes to the NFL, you know, I can take it or leave it. You know, if a game comes on, I'll watch it, but it's no big deal. But I'll tell you, man, I'm fanatical about those Hawkeyes, man. Like you said, once a Hawkeye, always a Hawkeye. And I can't wait for the season to roll around. And in fact, I'm going to be at the first game, and I'm really excited for it. Can't wait to see how they do this year.
It's one of those things, well, especially after COVID last year, where it was an abbreviated season, and then the bowl game got canceled. It's just, I think everybody is anticipating a season that we can really wrap our head around. And we're looking for a bowl game. We're looking, you know, to compete for a championship in the Big Ten. How difficult is that? You've been a player at Kinnick. You've played for the Hawkeyes. The Big Ten is, no matter what year it is, I mean, Ohio State's always great. Michigan, usually really good. There's lots of great football in the Big Ten. But how exciting is it to walk on the field at Kinnick to kick off the season as a former Hawkeye? Give me a little bit of just what is it like to walk onto that field and hear that 72,000 people screaming for you?
You know, I tell you, it's almost like, you know, Pavlov's dog. You know, it's when you get on that field, you know, my heart starts pounding like I need to be suiting up and trying to play or something. Although I don't think that will go too well at this point. You know, I'm probably shooting hamstrings across the room these days, but man, it's always so exciting. You know, even just driving on campus, and absolutely love the atmosphere. You know, the fans are the best bar none. It's just an absolutely amazing experience for anybody who hasn't actually been to a Hawkeye game. It's got to be one of the best in the country.
Well, and then you have the wave and other things. It's funny how national media picks up on things that people in Iowa City have known about for a long time. When that became like super huge a few years back, I was like, yeah, makes you proud to be a Hawkeye. Makes you proud to be from Iowa. But those kind of things were always there. It just now suddenly everybody knows about them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll tell you, the first time I saw that thing, it definitely brought tears to my eyes. And, you know, it's just a testament to just what an amazing, you know, football program and you know, the Iowa City and the state of Iowa, just how everybody rallies for each other. It's a pretty amazing thing.
So since you left the NFL, you've done acting, you've appeared in lots of different films, and you're living your dream. You're out on the sunny coast where the weather's always nice, but you've also gotten into producing and filmmaking. Tell me a little bit about what put you in that spot where you're like, you know what, I want to be behind the camera, producing, telling stories.
Absolutely. So about 11 years ago, one of my best friends from Iowa, Bill Perkins, was a former teammate of mine, and he did really well in business, became a movie producer, and he asked if I wanted to come and be in one of his movies. So long story short, next thing I know, I was hanging out the back of his truck shooting a machine gun, and then they paid me for it, and I was like, are you serious? So, you know, I found out I could do that for a living. So over the past 11 years, I've been an actor and a stuntman in Hollywood, and it's been a pretty amazing ride. You know, I've had the opportunity to a double Will Smith and Shamar Moore and Lawrence Fishburne and some of these great actors. So it's been a great experience. But I'll tell you, you know, like I said before, you know, I'm not the youngest guy, so getting thrown through a plate glass window wasn't quite feeling the same as it used to. So, you know, about a few years back, I started writing. And one of the screenplays I wrote was about Frank Kenny Holbrook, who was the first black student athlete from the state of Iowa. You know, he went to Iowa in 1895 and helped take the Hawkeyes to their first ever conference championship. So I wrote a screenplay, but then I decided, you know, I wanted to really bring some light to his story. And I started talking to people, and I decided to do a documentary. And, you know, that documentary is called The Shoulders of Giants, about Frank Kenny Holbrook's life. And it's set to premiere the same day as the Hawkeyes play Indiana this year. So I'm really excited about it.
So Saturday, the trailer is on the radio station website. You go to 93.1thebuzz.com or our Facebook page. You can watch it. And when I watched it the first time, I was like, I've never heard of this guy. Everybody knows Niall Kinnick, right? Everybody in Iowa and even across the country has heard of Jack Trice.
Right, or Duke Slater.
Or Duke Slater. But Frank Kenny Holbrook, he preceded those guys by 20-plus years.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what's interesting is that when I started asking people about him, a lot of people didn't know who he was. So I decided that it was a really important to share his story and bring light to the story. And it's a really fascinating story. You know, his father was a runaway slave, and he escaped from his captors and ran to the safety of the Union Army. And this Captain Dillon, who was from Iowa City, brought him back to Iowa City after the war. And he moved to Tipton and had a family. And his son is Frank Kenny Holbrook, who was an amazing two-sport athlete. You know, he ran track and played football at Tipton High School. And that family was really a part of the community. And when it was time for him to go to Iowa, they raised money so that he could go. And, you know, he just had an amazing career, although it was short. He was there for 2 years, but in that second year, you know, he helped them win their first conference title. It's a really amazing story, so I thought it was one that was important that I tell it, and I'm really excited that I did.
Well, the Shoulders of Giants, so tell people if they want to be able to stream it, to watch it, how will they be able to do that starting Saturday?
So what you'll do is you go to frankkennyholbrook.com, and it's actually up for pre-sale right now. It's only $3.99 to rent it and $5.99 to download and own the film. And I'll tell you, 100% of the proceeds goes to my Alzheimer's Foundation, which is the Ann Early Intervention Foundation. And we're doing some great research. I have some great doctors on my team and just trying to, you know, stop this horrible disease that affects so many people. So 100% of the proceeds goes there. And then I'm also going to allocate some funds to the Tipton Historical Society so that they can build a monument for Frank Kenny Holbrook in the town of Tipton. So got a lot of great things going on. Please, please go on and pre-order this thing. I think you'll really enjoy it. And I actually just won my first film festival award for the film. So I'm really excited about the whole project.
So not only is it a passion project about an athlete that whose story needs to be told, it's also a passion project on a personal level from a health perspective. My wife, her grandpa died from Alzheimer's, and I saw that firsthand. It is an awful disease. It's an absolutely awful disease. And in a day where we have so much medical science that has done so many good things, it always still amazes me, between cancer and Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, that we are still fighting that battle.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2008. And as her primary caregiver, I had no idea how to take care of her. So I had to learn. And that's another service that we provide, is counseling those who are going through it for the first time. And like you said, it's a horrible disease that affects so many. And, you know, it's 1 in 10 people at age 65 now are getting some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's. 1 in 5 at 75, and 1 in 3 into the 80s. So it's really a horrible disease, and you know, we're doing everything that we can to help, you know, destroy it and get rid of it. So I'm really excited to be able to take some of my projects and be able to put the proceeds into my foundation. It's just a really important thing.
Well, how cool is it, too, that you're working with family? You've got your son, Cameron, working with you. I mean, that's got to be cool as well.
Absolutely. You know, he's also involved in Hollywood. He's a stuntman, and you know, he's directed his first short feature. And, you know, there's a lot more in the works for him. And he was extremely close with his grandmother. Both of my sons were. And so it's definitely something that we're all as a family very, very passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I can see that, because there's a couple trailers on the website. So the first trailer, you know, it's got some Hawkeye stuff from when you played and some other things. But you get into the second and third trailer, and then there's the video of you in Tipton. And I'm like, man, that's like,
right.
When you're at a place where this athlete grew up and lived, it kind of makes it personal to a point. So, I mean, again, everybody knows Niall Kinnick and knows the story and why he's famous. You've already talked a little bit about it, but part of the overall series that you're doing, The Shoulders of Giants, is going to be part of a documentary series called This Is One that's highlighting accomplishments and sacrifices and groundbreaking from black sports pioneers. As a black athlete, how important was it that this story to you had to be told on top of it just being a great story?
Yeah, no, it's very important that these stories are told, and these people definitely deserve credit for the amazing accomplishments that they, you know, contributed in their field and you know, whatever sport that may be. And I feel extremely fortunate to have been able to find some of these stories and also realize that, you know, these people set the stage for African-American athletes to be successful in whatever sports that, you know, they participate in. So I'm just extremely grateful. And that's why, you know, The Shoulders of Giants is the first installment. You know, it's a quote from Isaac Newton that says, "If I've seen further than others, it's by standing on the shoulders of giants." So basically what that means to me is these are people who have paved the way so that I could be as successful as I've been able, you know, to be.
Yeah, and athletes today, black, white, whatever color, maybe don't think of that as much, but one of the trailers, there's video of you and the drone flies in and you're in Kinnick by yourself and you say something to the effect of, if this man hadn't done what he did, he made it possible for a man like me of my color to come play football at Iowa. And that's, to me, as a white guy, that's just listening to you say that, it hits home so much more than just reading something on Wikipedia or looking at a website. And I thought, this is going to be powerful. This is going to be something I really want to watch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, I'm extremely proud of it. You know, there's been a lot of great people involved with the project, a lot of great historians who have helped me, and has, you know, really shed some light on the life and times of Frank Kinney Holbrook. So I'm just really, really excited and humbled to be able to share it with not just the Hawkeye fans, but everyone everywhere.
Well, you can rent it for $3.99 for a 48-hour period, or you can buy it, have it forever, stream it, download it for $5.99. You can get it, frankkinneyholbrook.com, and Kinney's got two N's in it. There's also a link at the radio station website or on our socials, but I would suggest just watching the trailer, I'm like, I'm going to buy it, and then I can watch it as many times as I want. So now talk about some of the other things coming up in the This Is One documentary series. Other stories similar to this, or what else is going to be coming down the road?
So the next one that I'm going to do is the story of Coach Fry and Jerry Levias, who played for Coach Fry back in the 60s at the University of Southern Methodist, you know, so SMU. And that was during a time when black athletes really didn't get scholarships to participate in collegiate sports. So when Coach Fry gave Jerry Levias this scholarship, you know, it was a pretty tumultuous situation. There was death threats on everybody, you know, Robert Smith, who was a former teammate of mine, you know, he was the first player at the University of Iowa to come, you know, from Texas to play football. And, you know, part of the reason why he came, he told me, was because of Coach Fry and his example and being able to pave the way for people like Robert and other kids from Texas. So that's going to be the next story that I do. And I actually have already completed quite a few of those interviews, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that and, you know, getting these stories out there. They're really important stories, and they need to be told.
Well, and Hawkeye fans love Coach Fry for the success he had at Iowa, but you're right. He did some things that were probably way bigger than his success on the football field before he ever even got to Iowa, with some of the things he did with, like, Jerry and other players. Mm-hmm. I only met Coach Fry one time, and I've been a Hawkeye fan my whole life. He was always that guy that I was, and I grew up, you know, loving Chuck Long and, you know, the late 80s, right in your era. You know, that those teams were unbelievable. I'm sure you've never heard this question before, but give me a Coach Fry story that maybe not everybody knows that would give us a little insight as to what kind of guy he was.
So I have two. The first one is pretty personal, and then the other one is just how he approached preparation for a game. So my freshman year we're getting on the bus to go to the airport. The very second game of that year, I believe, was against Penn State. We get on the bus, and I show up to the bus probably about 5 minutes before departure. And Coach Fry would sit in that very front seat. You know, he wore those dark aviator sunglasses. And when I got on the bus, he basically just lowered those sunglasses to the bridge of his nose and looked at me over those glasses. And my heart started pounding out of my chest. Basically, what he was telling me was I was cutting it kind of close. You know, being 5 minutes early in football is basically you're late, you know. Yeah. So, and since then, at the age I am now, I can't stand being late to anything. You know, and I think just by that look he gave me over those sunglasses kind of, you know, set me up for success with regards to always being on time. But the second story I have, so before every game, he'd have all of us as a team, he'd cut off the lights and have us all get on one knee and close our eyes. And he'd always talked about visualization, about the fact that if you visualize and you believe that you were going to be successful and you believe that you were going to make that big play, you know, the touchdown catch, the sack, that fumble recovery, whatever the scenario, if you believed it and you visualized it, it would come true. And I'll tell you, I can't tell you how many times things happened exactly how I visualized it, not just in my college career, but throughout my NFL career. And, you know, now me coaching kids, I share these stories with them because it is so true. You know, if you believe in yourself, you can make it happen. And if you don't believe it, then that's also true, right? So he really instilled those kinds of things in the team and in the program. And, you know, it was just really a pleasure playing for him. And I'm extremely honored that I had that opportunity.
He was just a good old boy. He just loved football, and he loved Iowa, and he loved his players.
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, the thing that I really liked about Coach Fry was, you know, he was tough, but he was fair. And you knew exactly what you were going to get. And, you know, when I was being recruited, he straight told me. He said, listen, we would absolutely love to have you as part of our program, and I can't promise anything to you, but you'll work hard, and you'll learn some things. And hopefully you can take this as far as you want to go, but that's up to you. And both my mother and I loved that message. And that was a big reason why I ended up going there. And, he was just an amazing man. You know, and I'll tell you, at his funeral, Coach Ferentz stood up and talked about him. And he said, you know, everybody stand up who has been touched by Hayden Fry. And everybody, and I mean generation of people stood up. And it was overwhelming. How much he was loved and revered, and, you know, how much of a family man he was, which we never knew anything about. But just the home movies and the pictures that they showed, it's just, you know, it's just amazing. He was just an amazing man, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to know him.
Yeah, the impact that he made and the impact that players like you are making after they're done playing football, maybe in a small part, have something to do with what he taught players and how he showed that kind of, you know, concern and care. I mean, it kind of goes through those generations. I've heard that story before about his funeral from other players, that when Coach Ferentz says, stand up, if you've been, you know, influenced or impacted, at some point, everybody's standing because he touched everybody at some point. That's an amazing legacy.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
The Shoulders of Giants premieres Saturday. So you can watch it before you go to see Indiana come into town and hopefully get a whooping. I just don't remember the opening of a season where we played a Big Ten team. I think that's so cool.
No, I do too. You know, usually you have a couple of warm-up games, and I think this is great, man. If you know, you got to beat the man to be the man. And yep. I know that Indiana, you know, they're ranked, and they're going to have a good team this year, and they're not going to come in looking to roll over for anybody. So it's going to be a great game, and I'm really chomping at the bit to be able to watch it.
It's going to be good. So you can pre-order The Shoulders of Giants right now. Get that link at 931thebuzz.com or at voiceofmuscatine.com. The website is Frank Kinney Holbrook, KinneyHolbrook.com. Quinn Early, thank you for joining us. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk again when you've got another one of the documentaries from the This Is One series coming out, and go Hawks for this weekend.
Sounds great, brother. Thank you so much for having me, and go Hawks.